Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. We are back. I'm thinking about doggy bags because that's one of the stories. We are back. On the Dr. Dahlia Show. I love doggy bags. I'm a big doggy bag person because I don't like to eat all my food. So I cut my food in half and then I take my food home and it's another meal. So rather than, you know, just eating celery for lunch, I split my lunch in half so I have two half lunches. So I'm really big on doggy bags. I love doggy bags, even though it's like a container. But anyway, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But I do want to talk about restaurants. Because many of you have been reporting you're seeing some extra funky fees, you know, that are garnishing your restaurant tab. And these things are annoying people because already restaurant menu prices are pretty high. Well, there's been multiple news outlets describing different fees that are being tacked on to your bill. And you might want to watch out for these because you don't really notice them till the end. And then you're going to get grumpy with your waiter, and the waiter had nothing to do with it. So the Wall Street Journal has reported a bunch of fees that people are seeing on their tabs. One is a fuel surcharge fee. You know, is it because the restaurant owner had to drive there? You know, so we're paying for sometimes fuel surcharges, supply chain surcharges, wellness fee. Now, I think the wellness fee is substituting for the COVID fee. I don't know if you remember, but during COVID, some of us went out to eat. And the restaurants would charge more, and understandably so, for there to be plexiglass, for them to have limited volume because they had to spread everybody out or only be at 35% capacity or less than 50% capacity. They had to offer sanitizers and masks. So COVID fee would be added to the tab. And now basically they referred to it as maybe the wellness fee. There's also some other ones. The kitchen appreciation fee. They get a percentage. A non-cash adjustment. Non-cash is interesting because credit cards charge you an arm and a leg. So when you're a vendor, there's all these credit card fees. So if you're going to pay by credit card, you're going to pay more than if you pay cash. So there's some of them are having non-cash adjustment fees. And then just an outright temporary inflation fees. This can be $2, $3, $5, a certain percentage. And if you're already noticing that the menu prices are going up, you're going to be like, okay, what the heck is this? I'm already noticing that it just doesn't make sense to eat out at restaurants. I want to patron these restaurants because I want them to survive. I don't want us to go into a recession, and you go into a recession when people don't want to spend and they don't want to go out. But I think these restaurants are feeling the pinch, so now the customers have to get pinched. And it's not comfortable. So while you're paying extra for fuel, food, wellness, COVID, all that, Wall Street Journal is saying that these restaurants are adding these extra charges in place of rising menu prices. I'm already seeing the menu prices rise. Now, interestingly, there's some restaurants in San Francisco that are adding carbon dioxide surcharges. Yeah, not because you're breathing out carbon dioxide per se, but because of the carbon footprint that their meal could leave, they are charging the patient or the customer, they're charging the customer, and then that money is supposed to go to environmental projects. Now some of these restaurants are, I guess, you know, grouping together and donating that money, and then others, who knows? But one receipt I'm looking at had a 3% CO2 offset surcharge. So the National Restaurant Association said restaurant menu prices have jumped 7.2%. from April 2021 to April 2022. In that same time period, I believe grocery store prices jumped about 10, 11%, and wages for workers jumped about 12%. So this is a vicious cycle that feeds itself. So you have restaurants who got beat up during COVID and had to decrease their volume. And a business model for a restaurant, in order for them to make money, is you need volume. You don't make a lot of money on the food. You can. You make a lot of money on the bar. Remember, bars were closed. But in terms of food, between the bread and the meat and this, you know, your profit isn't as much because you have, you know, you have to have the store. You have to have the air conditioning or the heating. You have to have the paint. You have to have the cleaning. So they don't make a lot of money on the food. So what they need to end up doing is then raising their food prices because they're being pinched with food prices. When they tack that onto you, you get mad. Now the food server comes over to you. Food server comes over to you and you're like, well, what the hell is this? What's a wellness fee? What's a hospitality fee? Why isn't the boss paying the back kitchen staff? Isn't that a part of the cost of the food? Why am I paying for these? The waiter's like, look, it's not my fault. Not my fault. You know, and then they're like, look, people are getting grumpy. I don't want to work here. Meanwhile, these restaurants have to pay laborers more and more. So if you have to pay more wages and you have to pay more in food, your prices are going to go up. So then the customers aren't going to want to pay it. Less customers are going to come in, less volume to the restaurant. If the restaurant's getting less volume and losing money, they're going to have to raise their rates for the people that are showing up and purchasing. So this is just a vicious cycle. And I'm not sure what's going to break it. I think I know what's going to break it. A recession would, and I don't want to wish for that, but that's what's coming. But, you know, my recommendation to you all is check the tab. I usually don't like to. I always, you know, my husband and I will sometimes do this one. We'll just give the credit card saying, whatever, we trust you. You got to check your tab. I told you guys, since COVID, I have noticed mischarges, extra fees. And I don't mind paying the extra fees, but I do mind paying the mischarges. Remember, I was at a hotel, and there was multiple hundreds of dollars on my tab that I didn't recognize. And it turned out it was a complete mistake. I was only paying $85 for the room, but they were charging me like $600, $700. Why? You need to watch out for these things. And it wasn't a typo. I have no idea why that happened. And when people are in trouble money-wise, they might slip these things in. I worked in a restaurant, and I saw waiters play around with the tip. I told you, when you write in a tip, please put a dollar sign very close to that number because it's very easy for them to put a one right next to it, you know, and add extra. And again, I love people that work at restaurants. I get it. I was a food server, but, you know, you could only get pinched so much. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So sometimes we have some good headlines and some good news. You know, yesterday we spoke about some fantastic clinical trial results when it came to rectal cancer, when it came to breast cancer. And, we do have some good news in medicine. And so June is National Cancer Survivors Month. And getting the C diagnosis is not always a death sentence. And, in fact, we have over almost 17 million cancer survivors, actually even more, that are doing well and they combated it. And joining us next is Lindsay Livingston. She's a multimedia personality and a breast cancer survivor, and she is here to talk to us about her story. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dahlia.
Wow. Well, we appreciate it. It's not easy, you know, to come on air and talk about, you know, some of the things you've went through. Talk to us about your story.
Sure. So in July 2019, I was working in New York City in media, felt a lump in my right breast that worried me, so I immediately scheduled a well woman exam, and it was during that appointment that I had my very first mammogram at the age of 37. You know, Dr. Dahlia, typically it's recommended women wait until the age of 40, mm-hmm. and that's what I had planned to do, but my body was telling me different. Mm-hmm. So I was diagnosed with triple negative stage 2B breast cancer, which mm-hmm. is an aggressive subtype of cancer that affects black women like myself at a higher rate. Mm-hmm. I relocated back home to Houston, started treatment. The course that was outlined by my breast surgeon would include chemotherapy, a lumpectomy to remove any remaining mass, and then radiation for 6 weeks. But I received a phone call that would change all of that. A cousin on my dad's side of the family called to alert me that breast cancer was very dominant on the paternal side of my family, and that she was diagnosed at the age of 29 Whoa. Because she was predisposed genetically to breast cancer. So I shared that information with my doctor, and my doctor ordered a medical genetic test through Invitae. And the results revealed I carried the BRCA1 gene mutation. And if anyone knows anything about BRCA1 and 2, it means that you're at higher risk for breast and ovarian cancer. So that completely changed my treatment plan, and it changed my life.
Wow. And also the men in the family can be at higher risk for pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer. It's something that is very genetic. And I love you touched upon, you know, African-American individuals. I have for years said that our current guidelines for colon cancer, for prostate cancer, for breast cancer screening needs to be modified for those who are black, because cancer can be more aggressive and start at a younger age. So good for you for being so proactive and you know, it, being aware of what's going on with your body.
Absolutely, and thank God for my cousin who called me with that information. But, you know, Dr. Dahlia, as you know, the black population is disproportionately impacted and burdened by multiple diseases. And genetic testing really can serve as a tool to help prevent, treat, and manage disease. Additionally, mutations in the BRCA1 and 2 genes are much more common in black women.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, I'm really passionate about advocating.
Go ahead.
Advocating the black women to yep. seek genetic testing.
Absolutely, Lindsay. And, you know, I had done my testing, but it was at a time when it was so expensive. And, you know, insurance was wishy-washy on if they would cover it or not. What are you noticing? Are you noticing that more insurances are covering the genetic testing?
So what I can tell you is that companies like Invitae are pushing to make genetic testing more accessible to everyone. You know, a typical test is anywhere from $250 to $350 for people paying out of pocket. If you use insurance, it's often less than $100. So what I'm learning is more insurance companies are understanding the importance of genetic testing and making them more affordable for people, especially for those persons for whom, you know, finances are a barrier. That shouldn't be a barrier to your health, if you will.
So true. We're speaking to Lindsay Livingston, multimedia personality, breast cancer survivor. What I like about genetic testing is many people are overwhelmed with all the things they need to screen for. You know, got to get my pap smears, got to get my mammograms, you know, got to, you know, check for colon cancer, mm-hmm. skin cancer. And the genetic testing allows there to be a more precision approach. And I wish it was more ubiquitous, and I wish there were more people like you out there, you know, sharing how it helped you.
Well, that's part of my mission, and I established Survive Her, my nonprofit platform organization, to inform, inspire, and empower. And part of my message in executing our mission for Survive Her is to talk about medical genetic testing. Because when you have that information, it can play an important role in diagnosing an inherited condition, as it did play an important role in my breast cancer journey.
So true. So how's your follow-up? How, I mean, I'm assuming, did you have a mastectomy, can I ask?
Oh, yes. So after I received the results of my genetic test, Dr. Dahlia, I underwent 15 rounds of chemotherapy. I rang the bell, and my breast surgeon recommended a bilateral breast mastectomy, breast reconstruction, after which I had my ovaries and fallopian tubes removed to reduce my risk of ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm. And so now my screenings are quarterly, just blood work with my oncologist, and I see my breast surgeon quarterly, and I'm really under surveillance heavily for the next 5 years. So I'm going to the doctor it's quarterly for 2 years and then twice a year thereafter. So, you know, I see the doctors a lot. They're like my family, really.
Mm-hmm. I know. I mean, is it?
But I am. I was going to say, I always forget to mention, you know, I am a survivor, but I am breast cancer free, and I have been for two years and a few months now.
Thank God. Thank God. You know, I mean, how are you holding up? A lot of, you know, women tell me, you know, they don't know if they could live without the breast. They don't know if they could, you know, have that part of them. I mean, how was that transition for you? I know it must have been hard.
When I learned of my BRCA1 gene mutation status, I broke down. I'll never forget. I just wept, and my mom embraced me, because what I understood per my breast surgeon and per my nurse practitioner is that I would have to remove, or it would be recommended, rather, that I have a bilateral mastectomy to remove both breasts. And all I knew about a mastectomy, Dr. Dahlia, is that I would have two scars across my chest.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Thank God for breast reconstruction. You know, I'm a woman. I feel whole again, thanks
nice.
To science, thanks to plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So that was emotionally traumatic, physically traumatic. But looking back at it, just a small, you know, glimmer, just a very small bump in the road,
right.
Because now I'm healthy and whole and living really my best life.
Thank God. Thank God. How can my listeners find out more information?
They can visit invitae.com. That's invitae.com to learn more about medical genetic testing and the resources and the test that's right for you. Of course, talk to your doctor about it. And to follow my journey, you can follow imasurviveher.org or imasurviveher on social media.
I love it. Lindsay, thank you so much. We've had you before, and we can't wait to have you back again. God bless you, and thank you for sharing your story. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia. It was so great chatting with you again, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Same here. Take care. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, this is BRCA1 and BRCA gene mutations. This affects men and women. So if any of you do have a family history where multiple women, let's say, have breast cancer, you know, and you're male, that if that gene runs in your family, you could be at risk for other cancers as well. So make sure you discuss with your medical provider genetic testing. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Senator Mike Crapo and Energy Secretary Janet Yellen on inflation in America this hour.
The fact is we were energy independent, and now we are not.
You know, we may be energy independent, and we're actually exporting oil, but we're part of global oil markets, which are subject to geopolitical influences. And given the global nature of these markets, it's virtually impossible for us to insulate ourselves from shocks like the ones that are occurring in Russia that move global oil prices.
The former leader of Proud Boys, Enrique Tarrio, and four other associates were charged with seditious conspiracy on Monday for their role in January 6. It carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. USA Radio News. A slate of Republican U.S. House members in heavily Democrat California is facing primary challengers today in races that will help shape control of Congress. Should be noted, no incumbents appear at risk of losing their primary. As sanctions didn't prevent Russia from invading Ukraine, they are still hitting the upper echelons of the Russian government and their friends.
The United States has moved to seize two luxury jets after linking them to Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich. One is a $60 million Gulfstream, the other is a $350 million aircraft, believed to be one of the most expensive private airplanes in the world. The action comes after new sanctions and penalties were announced on Russian oligarchs and elites, Kremlin officials and businessmen linked to President Vladimir Putin and their yachts, aircraft, and firms that manage them. President Biden promised to pursue Russian elites' quote ill-gotten gains after the Kremlin invaded Ukraine back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in addition to the multiple cats I have a little Bichon. And when anybody is dropping off a package or somebody's playing ding-dong ditch or something, my dog does yaps, 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 yaps. She tries to run out through her doggy door. If, let's say, there's, you know, a landscaper helping us or someone helping us with the pool. And I always worry that she's going to nip at them. And she doesn't. She never bites at them. You know, she thinks she's a guard dog. But, you know, we're very, very lucky. She's pretty well trained and she never bites. But sadly, there's a lot of dogs out there, out of love for their owners, that will nip and bite people out there, such as postal workers. So this week is USPS National Dog Bite Awareness Week. And joining us next is Leanne Theralt, USPS, United States Postal Service Manager, Employee Safety and Health Awareness Representative. Leanne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Dahlia, and I appreciate you allowing us to speak on National Dog Bite Awareness.
Wow, yeah, and it's pretty, I mean, it's a lot more common than we think. How often, you know, are your workers getting, you know, bitten, attacked by dogs?
So last year alone, we had 5,400 Postal Service employees that were attacked by dogs, which comes down to about 15 per day.
Oh, my gosh. How serious have some of them been?
Very serious, some of them been. But each attack is taken very seriously by the United States Postal Service because it does some either mental or physical harm to our employees, and our employees are our most valuable asset at the United States Postal Service.
It is so true. And, you know, people will say, oh, yeah, my dog's up to date on the rabies vaccine. And during the pandemic, I mean, not only did people not take their kids in for vaccines, but many of them did not take their pets in for vaccines. And so many of these workers have to go through rabies protocol. Am I correct?
Absolutely. That's why we involve the Humane Society as well as National Law Enforcement to help us weed through those certain situations.
Right. And then, you know, if you are going through that sort of protocol, you know, many of them aren't going back to work, you know, for a while. And as you had said, it's very frightening. There could be some PTSD with that. And, you know, you're just doing your job. You're just delivering the mail. And then all of a sudden you got a pit bull running after you. I know the statistics might be difficult, but Leanne, is there any sort of breed that seems to attack postal workers more than others?
No, we don't do statistics on specific breeds. Any dog that has teeth does bite, so we do statistics on all dogs.
Very good, very good. So, you know, what are you recommending that, you know, most homeowners do when it comes to, you know, their pets?
So we're recommending that each customer make sure they familiarize their dogs with their property, with people who come on their property, such as the letter carrier who comes every day, as well as keeping them on leashes, not having them free in the yard to roam, making sure that if you have children at home as well, they're not accepting the mail from the letter carrier when a dog is right there, because dogs are very protective of their family and their territory, and specifically little kids.
It is so true. When you know, a dog sees somebody, you know, say hi to your child, approach a child, wave, that dog is protective. And gosh, they get protective. I didn't think my dog loved us that much. But, I mean, she will go up against anything to try to keep them off the property. And has it gotten a little easier for those remote boxes where multiple houses have, you know, have these? I see them more in the West, where you have a mailbox for multiple houses in one spot, or does it not matter because these animals would just run across the street and chase, you know, the workers?
Yeah, sadly, that doesn't really help us unless, of course, the customer is doing the right thing and keeping their dog on the leash as they're walking by. Because when dogs get loose or run away, that's when the attacks can happen.
We're speaking to Leanne Thurault, USPS Manager, Employee Safety and Health Awareness. So there's some technology that the Postal Service is using to protect their workers. Tell us about that.
The United States Postal Service has done an excellent job of enhancing their technology. We now have some new handheld scanners that we use that you will see as your letter carrier is delivering to you, whether it's getting a signature for your important letters or just scanning the barcode on your packages. But those scanners also have the technology to alert a letter carrier when they are coming towards an address that has dogs that live there. So a few houses prior to that, the alert will come off and inform the carrier to, you know, be aware of their surroundings, start noticing, is the dog out, is the dog roaming free, is it on a leash, just so that they can be aware and be ready for anything that might occur.
So
we also have delivery that the customer can go and sign up for at USPS.com. Informed delivery is something that will alert a customer of letters and packages that they are getting that specific day So when you see that a package is coming, the customer can be aware and make sure that their dog is inside, knowing that the letter carrier will be coming to the front door or porch to drop off that package for them. And then, of course, the training that we do with all our employees to let them know to use their satchel, to keep it in between themselves and the dog so that they can protect their arms and legs from the dog and the dog will attack the satchel. And then, if needed, they can use the dog spray, which is a cayenne pepper spray that has been approved by the American Veterinary Society, and it is safe for the dog, but also deters them from continuing to attack.
Mm-hmm. You know, and dog bites can be pretty dangerous. I had a patient the other day that was just playing around with her little puppy, and the puppy was too young to get a rabies shot, because most rabies vaccines aren't given until about 12 to 14 weeks. And then she calls into telemedicine 2 days after that with a big swollen lymph gland under her arm. And, you know, sometimes these things, they, you know, it could be a simple little nip or scratch. And as we've, you know, spoken to you all about rabies, sometimes it just takes a little abrasion or a little scratch to be fatal to somebody. Leanne, what other advice would you love to give our listeners on this topic?
So I would advise all the listeners to go to USPS.com so that they can search under National Dog Bite Awareness Week, where they can get information for their neighbors, for the employees, for themselves on how to protect our employees from dogs, as well as protect themselves from any kind of dog encounter with their neighbors. And we also have post a blog on there. We have a video. We have social media platforms. If they could hashtag dog bite awareness to get the word out so that more viewers will get the information and the information needed to help train their dog and socialize them to the letter carrier coming to the door.
That is fantastic. Leanne, thank you and your team. We really appreciate all you do, and I love that we have a National Dog Bite Awareness Week. Thank you and can't wait to have you come back.
Thank you, Dr. Delisle. We appreciate you.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I make my husband do the pool. I'm like, we can't afford a pool, you know, someone to do our pool. And we try to do our own landscaping, but every now and then we have somebody that comes. And when they go into the backyard, if I'm not home, that dog is bugging that landscaper. Not biting him, but, you know, because she knows not to, but just, you know, and it's these, you know, so I have to lock up the doggy door and make sure she's inside. And it's interesting because, you know, some of you have told me that your animal is your security and you want the dog to bark. You don't want to train the dog to, you know, be nice to strangers, because in such a high crime world these days, you want that protection. But just, you know, these postal workers can't be attacked. So there's got to be that fine balance. So I would, you know, leash them up when it's postal carrier time so that at least they don't attack our workers. The 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So monkeypox appears to be spreading. And this is very interesting because I don't think the headlines have all caught up. But yesterday, the CDC had asked travelers to wear masks to protect against monkeypox. There were 31 cases in the United States, including 7 in New York and 6 in California. So the CDC asked that people wear masks. Now, I have a headline here that the agency dropped the advice for travelers to wear masks to protect themselves, probably because there was a huge blowback of, I don't want to wear masks, I don't want to put masks on. So apparently the CDC changed their advice to wear masks about 13 hours after the media began to report on that.
So I don't know if we have any word from the CDC on if they want, you know, people back in masks, or why do they change it? And I'm going to their website now. It is so hard to, they, you know, when you try to look up something on the CDC website, some, if you have the actual website address, it's perfect in terms of it has everything you need. But when you look up a particular, let's say, disease, it just gives you the general. So when you look up monkeypox, they talk about people who do not require hospitalization should be isolated at home. It's going to depend on if they're a child, if they have, you know, other infected persons in the home, nature and extent of the lesions. I'm not seeing really much about travel. They talk about proper hand hygiene, household disinfection. So we're getting this from media outlets, and the media said they wanted, you know, people in masks, and now they're saying no. Thus far, I do not believe there is any travel reinstatement of masks. The masks have been stopped for now on a plane, and I'm happy with that. I've always been of the thinking, look, if you want to wear a mask to protect yourself, please. All the power to you. It is your choice. You want to wear a mask? Do it. If you don't want to wear a mask, we're not going to force it, especially on your two-year-old autistic child that wants to breathe. So the wearing a mask can protect you from many diseases, including monkeypox, has been removed. So let's talk about that. Okay, we have been told, well, let's go back. Before this monkeypox outbreak, I looked it up, and on the CDC website, it spoke about how monkeypox could be spread by respiratory droplets, just like chickenpox could, just like smallpox used to. I still believe that. You could get it from a bite, a scratch, as we had a little prairie dog outbreak, I think back in 03. So monkeypox could be spread by animals, not only monkeys, by humans, and it could be spread human to human by respiratory droplets. In the news, because of all these cases, and they found that many of these cases were associated with possibly two raves that happened in Spain and Belgium that might have been predominantly with men who have sex with men, they started to bring up how sexual activity could increase transmission, even though this is not, I don't have any data saying this is an STD, but it's because you're close to somebody when you have sex, very close to somebody, so the physical content could spread it. So since then, you saw articles really kind of, you know, be hush-hush on respiratory transmission. They didn't want to panic people. They were even saying, look, we don't think people are getting this by breathing. We think they were actually touching somebody else. So to then say, okay, wear a mask, my question is, so what is it? Is it that all these people that are getting it, now these 31 cases, I think there's about 1,000 cases worldwide that we know of, were they, you know, did people get them from breathing on each other, or was it because they touched each other or had sex with each other, or, you know, what exactly is it? So it almost makes you wonder if the CDC has been just itching to get that mask mandate back. And so they're like, oh, yeah, well, monkeypox will help. It'll help against monkeypox. So I don't know. I'm wondering about that, because I don't think the CDC is happy that people are not wearing masks. And here's the thing. In the CDC's defense, don't get mad at me, but in the CDC's defense, they have a very challenging role. They have to be correct about COVID, even though many of us doctors have debated some of the guidance that was done officially. And as we said with masks with COVID, a mask may provide a barrier from some droplets and things getting on you, but it's not going to protect you completely, because you have to breathe, you have to exhale. It's a used mask. You're taking it up and down when you eat. It's, you know, it's not going to be as wholly protective, but because it protects you just a little bit, or it protects you to some degree, the CDC had to make a judgment call on, do we say masks or not? And politicians wanted to err on the side of caution, and the CDC wanted to as well. So it's safer for us to say wear a mask. Where it wasn't safe was the mandate. And once you mandate something, you really lose people's engagement in public health. And so does the CDC want to say, look, guys, we have COVID. We have monkeypox. We have illnesses that could technically be spread by respiratory droplets. When you travel, you're sitting next to people who could be sick. And the masks, people wearing masks could be protective. It's okay for them to say that. Just don't mandate it. CDC doesn't have that power. The government will take that power, which I hope they don't. But I think what the CDC has to do is not play politics. And I understand public officials like, well, we need the CDC to back us up and say, yeah, you know, everybody should wear a mask. This is what we mandate it. Well, not everybody. I think an autistic child doesn't handle that well. I think a two-year-old child with asthma doesn't handle having a mask on. And I've been saying this for years. You can get sick on planes. You are cramped next to people. I'm going to be taking a full flight to New York at the end of this week. It is full because I looked at, well, maybe I could change my seat. There is no empty seat. It is a packed flight. And there's air filtration. I could take the little air conditioning in front of my, you know, near my light by my chair, and I could blow it right in front of me so things blow away. I could do that, but I'm still going to have to take an air, and I'm going to be sitting next to somebody. And knowing me, I'm going to probably strike up a conversation. And I'm probably going to toast. And, you know, I'm like, ooh, can I try some of your food? I really don't like the meal I'm going to be getting. I took a flight where there's going to be a meal. You know, sometimes I'm like, can I try this? I've eaten my you know, people next to me, their food. You know, and you know, so yes, you can get sick on a plane. That happens. You know that if you don't want to get sick, you might not want to be shoulder to shoulder with somebody else for 5 hours. If you don't want to get diarrhea or nausea, you know, you might want to rethink going on a cruise because some of these crews can spread norovirus. Most of them don't, but that's a risk. And you just have to decide what risk you want to take. So what happened with all this COVID, you know, BS with what these public officials did is they made, you know, these businesses and all these companies think they had control over nature. Look, there are things you could do to protect yourself, but nature, you know, it will outsmart those controls. So you do the best you can. But saying, look, restaurants need to kick people out that aren't vaccinated, only bring in people who are vaccinated so there's no virus. Vaccinated people have the virus, too. Look at how many people have gotten sick with this subvariant. So with monkeypox, technically, yes, you can get it by respiratory droplet, but right now these cases appear to be more skin-on-skin. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.